Welcome to Shalom Achshav Nadav, Shir sponsored Le'ilui Nishmas Aaron B'Yakov Shalom L'Nehav Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sukkah Daf Lamed Beis. The Gemara in this Daf in Amud Aleph and in Amud Beis mentions the idea that the Torah is Drochea Dorche Noyam V'Chol Nesivisei Shalom. The Torah is Darke Noyam. It's something which has to be something which has pleasure to it, has joy to it, not suffering. And from here, the Gemara learns both regarding the Lulav and regarding the Hadassim that, according to Abaye, from here you learn you cannot have a material that causes pain, that causes harm. Very fitting to connect to this over here, the Keren Oiro and Meseches Zvochim, Daf Kuf Tzayin, when it speaks there that the Umas Oilum came to Bilam to say, what's going on in the world? There is a Torah given to the world. Is the world going to be destroyed? And there, Bilam tells them, Hashem Yivarech Es Amo B'Shalom. Don't worry, the Torah is being shown to the world. Says the Keren Oiro, a profound idea. He says, before the Torah came to the world, everything that contradict themselves in the world destroyed each other. You have one power, then you have the opposite power. The opposite power destroys the first power. They cannot coexist in the same world. Anything which has one koyach, the opposite koyach, is mitznaget to it. It stands against it. But once the Torah came to the world, the chiddush of the Torah is the chiddush of shalom. The even opposites can coexist together. And really this connects to Adar Ke'avoido. There's really two ways to overcome something which stands against the Avodas Hashem, the Yitzhara. One way is to overcome the Yitzhara, kill the Yitzhara, conquer the Yitzhara. The other way is to join the Yitzhara to the good as well. Meaning, to take all the powers of the bad and bring them to be also Ovdei Hashem. As we spoke about in previous Shiurim in Pesach Yuma, the idea of the Yitzhara eventually, especially Yitzhara of Arayas, is to join the Kedusha and become part of it. This thing is a chiddush of Torah only. Only once Torah comes to the world, two opposites, good and bad, could join together for it to be the same, forced to go to the same goal. And this connects beautifully with our Gemara. The Gemara says that Torah is darkei noyam v'chol nesivisei shalom. What is the noyam of Torah? It can be that you can do a mitzvah and there will be something which will prevent you from doing the mitzvah. It will be something that will cause you pain and will not join the mitzvah. If you're doing a mitzvah, it needs to be that every element in the world will join the mitzvah, because by the Torah, everything is shalom. Every element in the world joins Torah. So it can be when you have to figure out which material, which item the Torah wants us to use for a lulav or for a hadas, it needs to be something that doesn't cause any suffering, doesn't cause any contradiction to what we want to do. Because all forces in the world are joining to be one unit for Torah. That's the idea of Darkei Noyam. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.